It's been too long. I've missed you. I've been thinking about you a lot and getting myself wound up. I think maybe you've missed me too. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you instructions and you're going to follow them to the letter. Do you understand? You're not allowed to touch yourself unless I say, and you're definitely not allowed to come without permission. Yes? Good. First of all, I want you to strip down to your underwear. No hat, no shirt, no pants, no shoes. Go ahead and pause the audio and come back when you're undressed. I'll wait. There we are. Now, I want you to get comfortable. Sit or lie down, wherever you do most of your jerking off. I know you have a favorite spot. Don't be shy. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Just settle in. Comfy? Good. This next part is going to make you a little uncomfortable, but I know that you can do it. You want to be a good boy for me, don't you? That's right. What I want you to do now, sweet boy, is to take a selfie and send it to me. Just you, relaxed and ready, in nothing but your underwear. You can even make the mischief face if you like. You know how I love that. I know that you're a little self-conscious about your body, and I'm not trying to make you squirm yet. But there is nothing about you that could turn me off or away, and I want to see you. All of you. You're not going to disobey a direct command, are you? Go ahead and pause the audio while you take one you like and send it to me. I'll wait. If you didn't do it, you might as well turn off this audio right now. It isn't going to be nearly as much fun if you're not willing to play. If you did, then we can continue. And I am so, so very pleased with you, my good boy. Now, through the rest of this audio, I'm going to be eliciting some verbal responses, and I want to hear them. So I want you to record yourself as you listen and play along. Audio is delightful, although if you want to do video, then I'm certainly not going to turn it down. I want you to be fully in the moment with me. Don't plan, don't think, don't make it more complicated than it is. Just let go. I won't punish you for speaking out of turn. I want to hear all the beautiful, delightful sounds you make. I want to hear what you're thinking, what you're feeling, every filthy secret thought that crosses your mind as we go. Do you understand? That's my good boy. You know the drill by now. Pause while you get your recorder going. I'll wait. There. Are you ready to get started? Yes. What? Good. Now, to begin, I want you to just lightly, gently trail your fingertips over the bottom hem of your underwear. Don't touch anything else for now, just the hem, back and forth, softly. Tell me what the fabric feels like. Are these your favorite? Are they my favorite? You know the ones I'm talking about. Tell me how it feels. All right, now I want you to do the same thing but along the waistband. No wandering, just teasing for now. Close, but not too close. Dip one finger under the waistband. No further. And I want you to lightly, oh, so very, very lightly, drag your fingernail across the sensitive skin beneath. How does that feel, sweet boy? Tell me. Are you getting hard for me, baby? My voice in your ear, telling you what to do, where you can and can't touch. It's nice not to make those decisions, isn't it? It's nice to just empty your mind and do what I tell you. Because you're my good boy, aren't you? And good boys do as they're told. Close your eyes for me. I want you to picture me there with you in my cute little sundress. You know the one. Yellow with white polka dots, spaghetti straps that hits just at mid-thigh. I know how you like that one. I want you to imagine me climbing into your lap, my knees on either side of your hips, not quite lowering myself onto you. Not yet. And I know you can almost see my tits right in front of you, close enough to touch. But you can't. Not yet. I want you to tell me what you want. No touching yet. Just tell me. Don't think. Just speak right off the top of your head. Come on. I want to hear it. I know your mind is full of images right now. Isn't that right, Daddy? Oh, I felt that. Does it rile you up when I call you that? Even though you're not in charge here, I am. But I think it's pretty obvious that at the very least, your dick likes it just fine. You're not going to get out of control now, are you, Daddy? Good boy. Can you feel the heat from my pussy through your underwear? Just one single layer of fabric between you and the kingdom of heaven. Do you want to wrap your arms around me? Pull me close? Let the straps of my dress fall down and have my tits spill out? How would you like that? Now tell me, are you leaking pre-cum? Do you have a wet spot on your underwear? I need you to be really still for me, baby. I'm going to just move down between your legs. There we go. Because what I really want to do right now is taste your pre-cum from the fabric. Can you feel my hot breath against your cock? The slightest pressure of my lips and tongue against the head. Just enough to tease, but not enough to satisfy. It's sweet. Fuck, that's good. I want you to grip your cock now, baby. Don't stroke. Just a firm grasp around the shaft through your underwear. Squeeze. Imagine it's my hand. Smaller than yours. Slender fingers. But enough strength to remind you who's in charge. Does that feel good? Hold it for 10 seconds for me. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, hands off. Good boy. It's time to take your underwear off. Go ahead. I'll wait. There we go. You're so handsome. What if I ran my hands up your legs? So close, but not actually touching your aching cock. Then dragging my fingernails down your inner thighs, leaving welts behind on that sensitive skin. Since I'm not there, why don't you do that for me? Go on. You're okay. It didn't hurt that bad. And that's the kind of pain you like anyway. One day, I'm going to suck a mark right here where your hip meets your thigh and make you wear it under your clothes all day. Just a little bruise. For now, how about you write my name there instead? Oh, I don't even have to be there to know that you balked at that. It's okay, baby. I won't be mad if you don't. Of course, if you do, I'll want a picture because hot. But no pressure. Now, what are we going to do with this beast? Your cock is impossibly hard, straining, twitching as you struggle not to touch. I want to just run my fingers up the underside, gently, barely touching, just a tease. Are you oozing pre-cum, baby? Starting to make a little puddle on your belly? Fuck. I'd love to just grip the base with one hand and kiss the head just once. There's so much. I could wear it like lip gloss. Oh, or maybe I should share with you. Let you taste yourself on my lips. Go ahead, baby. Have a taste. You know you want to. Fuck, you have no idea how hot that is. Then maybe I would just blow gently on the tip of your cock, where it's all slippery and wet. Like that. Not quite the blowjob you wanted, huh? Oh, then I'd get up and straddle you again. Oh, and this time I'd sit all the way down. Can you feel how hot I am? How wet my little pussy is against your throbbing cock? Fuck, that feels good. I'm sure you won't mind if I grind against you a little, will you, baby? Stroke your cock for me, sweet boy. Slowly, slowly. I'm still just grinding on you, soaking your shaft. Fuck, you're so good. You're such a good boy for me. Let me hear you. Fuck. Okay. You can go faster now. Tell me what you want, baby. Beg for it. Oh, you know I love it when you beg. I love hearing you desperate like that. Fuck. Are you getting close, Daddy? I want you to get right to the edge for me. So close. As close as you can. Now stop. Hands off. Oh, I know. I'm so mean. But you haven't been a good enough boy yet, have you? You haven't earned it. But you want to, don't you? You want me to put you through your paces? You want to show me how much you can take. Show me what a good boy you are. And prove that you deserve to come. Does that sound about right? Then say it. I want to hear you. And to make it a little more difficult, why don't you stroke your cock for me while you answer? As fast or slow as you like, but remember, no coming until I say. As a matter of fact, let's see how many times you can edge without actually coming. Count them off for me as they happen, yes? Good. So, how far would you go, baby? Where's the line? Would you kneel at my feet? Head bowed, hands clasped, waiting patiently for my command. Hoping for my fingers in your hair, pulling your head back to look at me. God, you'd look so fucking good like that. Pliant. Yielding, open. Or maybe you'd let me tie you up and blindfold you. You'd have to trust me, but the reward is worth the risk. Because if you can't touch, can't watch, then I'm free to focus all of my attention on taking you apart with my mouth. Isn't that something you wanted? If I gave you a collar, would you wear it? A simple leather band with a single D-ring for when you need guidance. Fuck, you have no idea how badly I want to see you wearing something that so unmistakably says that you are mine. What if I marked up your back, with my fingernails? Or maybe that riding crop we talked about. I'm pretty sure that conversation is what first piqued your interest. You probably don't remember, but I do. You were being a brat, giving me shit about being short. And I told you that that you'd be surprised how many big guys find themselves suddenly amenable in the face of a short woman with a riding crop. And oh, that got your attention, didn't it? You went from smartass to flirt like flipping a switch, if you'll forgive the pun. So tell me, what manner of naughty, filthy things are you thinking of right now? I want every last sordid detail. Confess, and maybe I'll let you come. Yeah. And how many edges is that now? Oh, you're such a good boy for me. Just one more thing I need you to do for me. You know what I want to hear. Dime, puppy. Oh, fuck yes. God damn, you know I love that. Alright, yeah. I'd say you've definitely earned it. Oh. I'll count us down, and then I want you to come for me, okay? There we go. Five. Yes. Oh, like that, yeah. Four. Are you gonna give it to me? All of it? Please, Daddy. Two. You've been so very, very good for me. I think we both needed that, yeah? All right, dear. Once you've caught your breath, I want you to finish up the recording and send it to me. And I'm gonna lie in bed with my favorite toy and listen to it. And I'm going to come again and again and again to the sound of you. Because that's what you do to me all the time.